A small army of philosophers and theologians has declared that it is impossible to create true robots that can think like us. John Searle, a philosopher at the University of California at Berkeley, proposed the Chinese Room test to prove that AI is not possible. In essence, Searle argues that while robots may be able to pass certain forms of the Turing test, they can do so only because they blindly manipulate symbols without the slightest understanding of what they mean. Imagine you are sitting inside the box and you don't understand a word of Chinese. Assume you have a book that allows you to rapidly translate Chinese and manipulate its characters. If a person asks you a question in Chinese, you merely manipulate these strange-looking characters without understanding what they mean and give credible answers. The essence of his criticism boils down to the difference between syntax and semantics. Robots can master the syntax of a language, for example, manipulating its grammar, its formal structure, etc., but not its true semantics, for example, what the words mean. Robots can manipulate words without understanding what they mean. This is somewhat similar to talking on the phone to an automatic voice message machine, where you have to punch in 1, 2, etc. for each response. The voice at the other end is perfectly capable of digesting your numerical responses, but is totally lacking in any understanding. Physicist Roger Penrose of Oxford, too, believes that artificial intelligence is impossible. Mechanical beings that can think and possess human consciousness are impossible according to the laws of the quantum theory. The human brain, he claims, is so far beyond any possible creation of the laboratory that creating human-like robots is an experiment that is doomed to fail. He argues that in the same way that Gödel's incompleteness theorem proved that arithmetic is incomplete, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle will prove that machines are incapable of human thought. Many physicists and engineers, however, believe that there is nothing in the laws of physics that would prevent the creation of a true robot. For example, Claude Shannon, often called the father of information theory, was once asked the question, "Can machines think?" His reply was, "Sure." When he was asked to clarify that comment, he said, "I think, don't I?" In other words, it was obvious to him that machines can think because humans are machines, albeit ones made of wetware rather than hardware. Because we see robots depicted in the movies, we may think the development of sophisticated robots with artificial intelligence is just around the corner. The reality is much different. When you see a robot act like a human, usually there's a trick involved. That is, a man hidden in the shadows who talks through the robot via a microphone, like the wizard in The Wizard of Oz. In fact, our most advanced robots, such as the robot rovers on the planet Mars, have the intelligence of an insect. At MIT's famed Artificial Intelligence Laboratory, experimental robots have difficulty duplicating feats that even cockroaches can perform, such as maneuvering around a room full of furniture, finding hiding places, and recognizing danger. No robot on Earth can understand a simple children's story that is read to it. In the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, it was incorrectly assumed that by 2001 we would have HAL, the super robot that can pilot a spaceship to Jupiter, chat with crew members, repair problems, and act almost human.